From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. The senior SDF commander told VOA his forces are advancing from three different directions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his government is ready to coordinate efforts with the Kurds and the coalition, but the U.S. downplayed prospects for a U.S.-Russian effort in Raqqa. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that his government will scrap a migrant readmission arrangement with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Mr. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul at the close of a United Nations humanitarian conference called to address the current migrant crisis. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. The Democratic National Committee announced Monday that the group tasked with formulating the party platform will include five representatives picked by Senator Bernie Sanders, six by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and another four members chosen by DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump released an Instagram video on Monday featuring three women who accused former President Bill Clinton of sexual assault in the 1990s. Trump says his campaign will continue the attacks to remind voters of the controversies involving the husband of Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. For more on the U.S. presidential campaign, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.